This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. Major cuts in federal medical research funding have prompted scientists to find new ways to collaborate on and pay for their studies. Now, MIT and Massachusetts General Hospital have formed a new partnership to put millions of dollars into early research that brings scientists and engineers from the two institutions together. The goal? To develop better technologies and methods to diagnose and treat disease. We recently visited a lab at MIT to see firsthand this marriage of medicine and machines.
So we're in the Koch Institute for Integrative Cancer Research, where we do a lot of biomedical research here. My name is Michael Sima, and I'm a professor here at MIT.
Sima teaches materials science and engineering and is one of the first researchers to get a grant under this new MGH-MIT partnership.
This particular project deals with what I think is an important measurement of health, which is hydration state. There aren't really good ways to do that.
But you would measure whether someone was hydrated.
Dehydrated, too much water, that sort of thing. So we're going to be looking specifically at hydration state during dialysis. We hope to do a study with healthy people under exercise conditions.
Can we see it?
Yeah.
Sima shows us a metal cube about 5 inches wide with an opening about the size of a quarter in the middle. It's run by magnets that we can't see inside of it, and it's hooked up to a laptop.
Okay, so Matt, why don't you drive so I don't blow it up?
Sure.
Not that it'll really blow up. But if we can use this hand, that finger.
You want to put my finger in
the
machine?
This little hole here.
Okay.
So what it actually does is it measures a property of water called relaxivity. And the water in your finger is in different compartments, different types of tissue.
A bell curve appears on the computer screen reporting data from the test.
And if you do this over time, you should be able to measure the change in hydration state of the patient.
Sima can't tell what the test means about my hydration level because he would need to compare it with data from other healthy people, data that he's now gathering thanks to funding from this partnership.
One of our most difficult assessment conditions today is congestive heart failure.
Dr. Denny Osiello is one of the investigators from MGH on Sima's research team. He hopes the device they're developing will one day help doctors diagnose that common heart condition much earlier.
Right now, we use a relatively crude assessment technology. It's called weight. As that weight modulates, which is largely water weight, we then alter medications conducive to changing that.
He says earlier and more accurate diagnosis could prevent progression of the disease and hospitalizations. Osiello directs the Center for Assessment Technology and Continuous Health at MGH. He envisions this partnership helping medicine move away from primarily reacting to symptoms to routinely tracking gradual changes in wellness.
Medicine is very good at diagnosing disease and the progression of disease. We're not so good at diagnosing wellness and its progression to disease.
MIT and MGH each put up $1.5 million to fund grants for 2 years so researchers can collaborate on three main areas: diagnosing disease, developing new ways to prevent and treat autoimmune and infectious diseases, and coming up with new approaches to neurodegenerative and psychiatric illnesses. Arup Chakraborty came up with the idea for the initiative.
The reality is that our federal government today is more and more funding safe ideas. And safe ideas are often not the transformative ones. So we want to pick out the cases where there's a chance. We will fail a lot because it's high risk, high payoff.
Chakraborty directs MIT's Institute for Medical Engineering and Science. He approached Dr. Bob Kingston, the chair of molecular biology at MGH, and the two got their respective institutions to approve and fund the collaboration. Kingston says this research typically wouldn't qualify for outside funding, so the hope is to make enough progress with these grants to then qualify for funding from the National Institutes of Health and other agencies.
Because you cannot write to any of the funding agencies that currently fund research and say, I've got this wonderful idea. Wouldn't it be cool if we did this and this and something worked? They're not going to fund that. They want to see preliminary data. They want to see some indication that it's actually going to go.
MIT and MGH recently added another pillar to their partnership. It's a $25 million initiative to use engineering and medicine to look into the microbiome, the trillions of microbes in our bodies, and how they affect our health.